The elections on November 28th were conducted in such a manner that indicated that the Electoral Commission was simply not ready logistically. Logistics were bad. A lot of polling stations did not have ballot papers. Some which had ballot papers did not get ballot paper on time. The most common complaint that we heard across the country was that voters did not, millions, that I believe hundreds of thousands, probably millions of voters did not get their names on the voter list, and that is because the voter list was were posted on the polling stations only a day before, and sometimes just the day of the voting, contrary to what the law prescribes. The electoral code requires that a voter list be posted at least 1 month before the voting. That was not done. So on this account and on many other accounts, the Electoral Commission looks like it just failed the population. It failed the voters. In spite of that, I think it's also fair to say that this was a victory of the people's determination to make this election their election, and to try and make the election as fair and transparent as possible under circumstances. Because where it worked not because of the commission, but despite the commission's failure.
Mr. Kambale, some people are suggesting that because of the logistical and the ill preparedness of the Electoral Commission, it affords some political figures to reject outright the credibility of the election, and that could cause trouble. Do you foresee such concerns expressed by people that you have come into contact with whilst monitoring the election?
Not per se, and I think the reason is that even when it went extremely bad, even when the process, the voting went extremely wrong, people still held on, and people still believed that they could make something out of this messy electoral process. My own theory, and up to now, although at least three of the presidential candidates have come out and spoken out publicly for the elections to be declared void and null, I have not come across people in the grassroots, common electors, common Mwananchi. I've not heard anybody joining this call and making the case that elections were completely fraudulent and they should be annulled. I believe my own theory is that the reason why people have this kind of paradoxical attitude whereby they know, they understand, and they say, they complain about the completely messy process. At the same time, they still hold on to the process and they still think that something can come out of the process. I suspect that the reason is that the people still believe that as messy as it was, as non-transparent as it was, this process can still produce the kind of change that people hope for.
So you give ordinary Congolese credit for ensuring that their vote counted in this legislative and presidential election in Congo?
Absolutely. I mean, all the violence that we witnessed on the voting day, which had a different nature from the violence that was witnessed in the pre-election period during the campaign, and particularly on the last day of the campaign in Kinshasa, whereby at least 13 13 people were killed by allegedly by Presidential Guard officers. I mean, on the voting day, most of the violence involved not security agencies against the population, but it was mostly act of the population, of the common members of the community, of voters, marching in big numbers towards electoral officers who were believed to be organizing some fraudulent activity, or towards some public building, some public office, to try and find alleged ballot papers that were allegedly hidden some place, and provoking destruction of property and even beating some officials. So that was the nature of the violence on the voting day, and that suggests to me is that it was the result of voters and the population, the ordinary Congolese, trying to exercise in the wrong way, that need to be said, trying to exercise their right to ensure that this election will be as fair as one could expect. But of course, that was the wrong way to do it. In a normally functioning state, you would have expected people, the voters, to turn to security agencies, to turn to the police, or to electoral officials, or to the justice system, to come and witness whatever allegations they heard. The reason why they decided to take the justice into their own hand is precisely because they have very little confidence in the police, very little confidence in the electoral commission, which they suspected in the first place to be organizing these fraudulent activities.